The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. Oh, you know, this week, my special guest is Liz Winter, psychic medium. Born in 1961 in Melbourne, Australia, Liz had a passion for nature and spirituality in her early teens and began to seek out alternative spiritual views and practices. Liz attended her first psychic development class at the age of 16, and from there, studied various esoteric sciences. Liz spent time in an ashram environment in the late 1970s studying meditation. By her early 20s, she was a qualified astrologer. Liz opened an esoteric bookshop in Melbourne in the 1980s called the Self-Discovery Shop. Liz studied with a medium for 4 years, learning the art of communicating with those who have passed. Since then, Liz has had over 30 years of experience with one-on-one readings and teaching. In 2008, she completed her diploma of professional counseling, specializing in grief and loss. Liz has had several newspaper columns over the years, bringing inspiration to her readers. Liz has studied with Doreen Virtue, the Angel Lady, and also author and spiritual teacher Denise Lynn. Liz published her memoir in 2013, For the Love of Spirit, a Medium Memoir, and her second book, Gifts of Guidance, 50 Messages, in 2017. Liz's latest book, Keeping Love Alive on the Other Side, Five Elements to Forever Love, was published in 2020. Liz now has her own podcast, All Aboard the Mediumship, on this very network. Liz is also a professional holistic life coach. Liz studied with the best-selling author Alan Cohen through the foundation of holistic coaching. Liz offers light worker coaching and mentoring, as well as general intuitive life coaching. Hi, Liz, and welcome to Angel Talk.
Hello, Rachel, and thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited to be here, and hello to everybody listening.
We are just delighted to have you with us. Your vibrational frequency makes me giggle with joy. Thank you so much. I got to let my giggles out. Yes, you are. Liz, tell us about your latest book, Keeping Love Alive on the Other Side, Five Elements to Forever Love.
Yes, well, I was really inspired to write that book because so many people who have come to me for readings over the years who experience a great deal of grief, during the reading that I would give them, they would get some relief, but then I would notice at the end of the reading that grief and that sadness would be starting to come back in again. And I just got so frustrated one day. I just yelled to Spirit, "What can I do, Spirit, to help people who are really feeling that grief?" And the answer that came really quickly was, "You have to write about it." So, so that was the beginning of the journey of the book. And the whole principle of the book is that we all have that ability to maintain a relationship with our loved ones who've passed on, because we are all have that inner potential to communicate with Spirit. And perhaps it's not everybody's calling to be a professional medium, but certainly everybody can communicate to their loved ones in Spirit and grow an awareness over time of when Spirit is communicating back to us.
When our loved ones leave their physical body, is there is there a period of time before we need to, do we need to wait before we contact them?
Well, I think every situation's unique and there's a lot of factors that come into play, such as how the person passed, if it was sudden, if it was expected, what sort of emotions are at play between the relationship. But generally, I don't think so. I think if you want to come and have a professional reading with a medium to communicate with your loved ones, it's best to give it a little bit of time. But there seems to be this period in those first few days after passing very early that they're very active. And then they might go quiet for a little while. And I think that's because then they're adjusting or then they're resting. But generally, you know, a lot of spirits, I think, wait at least a few days or perhaps till the funeral of themselves. So I don't think there's any real hard, fast rules.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I've seen that as well. And it's interesting that you mentioned the funeral. I've had a lot of spirit tell me that their funeral was surprisingly meaningful to them because it was good for them to hear stories and what they meant to people. And it surprised them who showed up and what they meant to people. They didn't understand what they had meant to people. They didn't understand the impact they had made and they had exactly. needed that for their own yeah. journey. Right. And not necessarily closure, but I'm hearing spirit say for their journey, for their next steps. Have you heard that from spirit as well?
Yes, I have, Rachel. I totally agree with that. I feel that not only is it so helpful for us left behind to attend a funeral, but it is for them as well. And I'm sure they're there with their helpers and their guides that will sort of take them on that journey, which is part of their adjustment to the other side. Hmm.
What do you think happens? I'm going to stick with that. What do you think or what do you know happens after someone passes?
I think we are greeted with unconditional love, and all the near-death experiences and all the research that has been done on near-death experiences say that is a common denominator, is everybody reports this unconditional peace and this beautiful love. And I'm sure they're greeted with so much love and generally greeted by some familiar faces. And I think what we have to remember is that when we're born, when we're incarnated into a human body, our memory of the spirit world is consciously wiped. But when we return, that memory is given back to us quite immediately, or very soon. So I think we're like, oh, I'm back home. So all that fear that one may have been feeling leading up to passing is automatically dissolved because your memory comes back and you feel the unconditional love. Then I think there's a period of rest or recuperation from the lifetime that you've just had. And after that, I believe there's some type of life review and with our teachers, our guides, higher wisdom is shared with reviewing the life and seeing it from that objective stance to see how we went. But I don't think there's any judgment. I don't think anyone is punished or anyone gets in trouble for all the mistakes you think you may have made, because it was all learning and it was all growth.
I've seen that too, and that's different than my philosophy or theology from my upbringing, where we're perhaps taught that there's a hell or a place of judgment or punishment. I've not seen that from the angels, that's true. It's a place of healing and teaching and resetting. I have not seen a hell. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't either. I've only ever seen The Unconditional Love. Although some research has shown when people have been regressed into their in between their lives, that for very serious, sort of heavy lifetimes that some people have, or where they do commit really, you know, atrocious things, that they are actually sort of put in a type of isolation for a little while, just for them to reflect, even though there's help there and there's still the love there. But it's like they need a little bit longer, I think, to make that full adjustment peacefully. Mm. That's the closest thing I've ever seen or heard about in terms of, which I still wouldn't call punishment, because I think we are our own judges. There's no one else to point the finger at us except ourselves. And, of course, we're in a completely different frame of mind once we've passed over, so we're going to assess and judge differently than we would while we're here.
Right. It's more of a place of accountability and healing, rather a place with pitchforks and fire.
Exactly. Well said. Yes, I totally agree.
Liz, when someone decides to reincarnate, is there a part of them that's still available to their living relative that's still here on Earth?
Yes, I believe so, yes, because we have to realize that we can't comprehend the vastness of the spirit world and that it is five-dimensional and we're three-dimensional, so it's very hard for us to get our head around how that can be. But from what I can gather, when we reincarnate, there is a part of us that sort of stays a little bit dormant in spirit. And then if perhaps, say, your grandmother has passed, you go to a medium, but grandmother to talk to your grandmother, but the grandmother's actually already reincarnated, then that will be alerted in spirit, and then that slightly dormant part of grandmother can come through to the medium and present and send her love and messages to her loved one via the medium. So, I mean, apparently we can be even incarnated in parallel lives. I could be having my life here in Australia as Liz, and I could be having another life in, France as somebody else at the same time. So that's what I mean. There's so much I don't think we can get our head around that exists.
I think you're right. And I wonder if there's more of that happening these days as we evolve, and that might lead toward some of our feeling of being stretched from an emotional and even spiritual space of, people use the term feeling ungrounded or untethered. And some of that mm-hmm. might come from us feeling, the angels sometimes use the word multifaceted, fractured, mm-hmm. and fractured not from a negative term, but, you know, divided, that we can incarnate several times in different ways. What you're saying, I believe, is very true. And that's interesting that you can go to a medium and talk to grandma who is incarnated, and yet you can perk up that dormant part of her and still talk to her. That's fascinating, because grandma still is on her journey. She's still learning. She might choose to have a life, exactly. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. Okay, question for you. Let's say someone is new to their spiritual journey and they are grieving a great loss, and they have decided, okay, I'm going to lean on my faith and I want to try this talking to my loved ones stuff. What would you say would be a good first step for someone just beginning this journey? How can they begin to talk to their loved ones on the other side?
Well, a couple of things come to mind. One thing I think is to begin to educate yourself in terms of research, reading books, start seeing what resonates with you, perhaps study look at near-death experiences. Just start to tune into that energy and getting a wider understanding of the spirit world and what happens when people die and this sort of thing, because that will just give you a bit of a grounding or a bit of a feeling like you've got a handle on it a bit. But that would be a practical step. But as a more emotional step, I would say to either journal or talk openly or in your mind to your loved one. Write letters to your loved one, speak to your loved one, just start to put out that energy that you want that connection. And, you know, in my book, Keeping Love Alive on the Other Side, Five Elements to Forever Love, the first element is look at your belief systems around death and dying, because there's a lot of fear-based beliefs around death and dying and the spirit world. And just to see what beliefs might be holding you back from making that connection. And really, at the end of the day, it's all about keeping an open mind, you know, just really keeping an open mind. And I've noticed people who have never explored anything spiritual at all, that they are often much more open when someone close to them passes away. And just that openness, just that little bit of willingness, allows spirit to come in closer to you and guide you and help you. And you may find synchronistic events will happen and you'll be guided to the right people or the right places or the right material. So keep an open mind and sincerely ask from the heart, really, and just start tuning into that frequency and that vibration is my advice.
Oh, I love that. That's lovely. Thank you, Liz. Where can people find this book and your other books? How can they purchase them?
Well, they are on all major online stores, but you can also purchase them directly from me, and you can get a signed copy by contacting me, which you can do by going to my website, which is lizwintermedium.com.
Okay, great. And you also teach classes and workshops and give readings and coachings, correct?
I do. And since COVID, everything's on Zoom these days still, but I am running some mini spiritual retreats twice a month via Zoom, and that information's all on my website as well.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, check it out, everybody. Can you imagine how wonderful that would be to meet with Liz and learn from Liz? Oh, I highly encourage you. I know so many of you are on your journey and you reach out to me and ask, where can I go? Who can I meet with? Wouldn't you love to spend some time with Liz and her amazing energy and her guides? Oh, I encourage you. Look Liz up, get the books. You'll be so blessed. Liz, would you pull a card for us? Oh, you're so, thank you. My goodness, thank you.
And also with the spiritual retreats, it's also about like-minded people. What I find in those retreats is people get so much from just connecting with like-minded people. So that's another bonus of the whole thing. Okay, so I'm going to pick all of us a card right now, and I'm going to use the Goddess Guidance Oracle cards from Doreen Virtue's deck, and they are a beautiful deck. So the card that is coming up is called Goddess Yemanya, and that is spelled Y-E-M-A-N-Y-A, and the key phrase is golden opportunity. Important doors are opening for you right now, so walk through them. I think she's a Hawaiian goddess, which is lovely. And I'll just read a little bit from the message. It says, like the ocean, life moves in waves and tides. Timing is everything. So when an opportunity presents itself, you must dive in at that moment. Everything that you've done to prepare yourself will accompany you. Yet if you hesitate or procrastinate, another opportunity will surely come along, just as the tides wash in and out continuously. Like the ocean, life is rich and variety and beauty. With variety and beauty, enjoy experiencing its various rhythms and allow all doubts to be washed away. And various meanings of the card, don't hesitate. This is the right thing to do. Your prayers are being answered. Get ready for a big and happy change. Celebrate your success and know that you're qualified and ready for this new opportunity. And I just want to mention she isn't Hawaiian. She's an African and Brazilian goddess who's credited with creating the sea. So that's goddess Yemanya. So what a lovely message that is. That's very positive.
Very. That really spoke to me. Thank you. Liz, you're wonderful. I hope you know that. Do people tell you that all the time? They should.
Well, I think we're all wonderful. So, but thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for being such a pleasure to be here.
And remember, everybody, Liz has her show on the Mind Body Spirit FM network. It's called All Aboard the Mediumship. I love Liz's podcast. I listen to it when I'm getting ready for my day and those days that I catch a few hours off. It's my self-care, so I encourage you to listen to it. It's so nice. Every episode has a meditation, and it's just lovely. Connect with it, will you please? You will not regret it. So remember, you can access all of those episodes that Liz has created. You can download the free Mind Body Spirit FM app on your Apple or Android device. There's a little microphone icon that you can send Liz a little note to say, oh, I love your podcast. I loved you on Angel Talk. You can send Liz or you can send me a quick little idea for an episode. That'd be nice. You can do that anytime. We always get those messages. Listen, if you'd like to reach out to me, you can catch me on my website, rachelcorpus.com. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. I'm not very technical, y'all, but you can reach me there. That's Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator or Angel Talk with Rachel, either on Facebook or Instagram. Most importantly, I want you to hear this. You are loved on this earth, in this universe. You are loved by the Creator, by the ETs, by the angels, all of the love, the whole collective, the one, the all, the everything. You are all of that. I love you, and I cannot wait to talk with you next time. Blessings, everyone. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
Do you ever feel that calling that you should be doing more with your life? If you're unhappy with the status quo, I can help. My name is Elias Patras, and I'm an intuitive motivator, psychic medium, and motivational speaker. I know that feeling, and on my podcast, Your Inner Voice, I can help you answer that call to step into your life's purpose. I will show you how to recognize and listen to the signs and signals that are all around us and help you tap into your intuition. Join me for the show here on the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network and wherever you get your podcasts. Let's connect, educate, and grow on this journey together.